Hello, I'm Dr. Pamela Schultz, OAM, immediate past chair of the Defence Reserve Support Council of South Australia and a member of the Veterans Advisory Council and also honorary communications support for the Defence Reserves Association.
Hello, Pamela. Thanks for coming on Service Voices today and talking with us about the DRA, the Defence Reserves Association. What is the DRA?
The Defence Reserves Association is a specialist group of people who are either serving or have served, or people like myself who have never worn the uniform but have a strong commitment to our reservists, who advocate the well-being and conditions of service for reservists, both past and present.
And why are reservists important?
Well, we live in the arc of instability. We're currently, I guess you could say, in a more unstable climate politically than we have at any other time. And Australia is positioned very strategically in the Asia-Pacific Rim. So as a consequence, we need to be prepared, ready and capable. And because of that, we cannot just rely on having a standing force because that's very costly and we don't have the population to support that. But we can augment that by having a strong, capable, reserve-ready, capable, standby reserve force in Army, Navy and Air Force.
How is the DRA structured?
Well, at the moment, if you go around Australia, they're mostly the presidents of the DRA are ex-serving officers, generals, brigadiers. For example, in South Australia, Brigadier Rob Atkinson, who is well known to people of South Australia, is the current president. And before him was Major General Neil Wilson, who at one time was head of the reserves in Canberra.
Okay, let me get my head around this. What are the aims of the DRA?
Well, the aims of the DRA are many and varied, but if you like to think of us as a kind of political think tank, people who have got experience and have served, who know what it takes to prevent any problems in reserve service, who will advocate for better conditions and advocate strongly for conditions of service both during and after deployment. Also, they've had a lot to do with putting forward ideas and conditions within the Reserve Service Protection Act and how that should be enacted and so on. So there's a lot of work that the DRA do. They meet on a regular basis. They have seminars and conferences where people from both sides of politics are invited to present their information and their support for Defence Reserves and Defence Reserve Service. But it also gives an opportunity for lobbying, for change, or for support in the area of reserve service. For example, if you are a reservist who is currently serving, you can join the DRA for as little as I think $10 a year, knowing that there is an association that is put together specifically to support you in your work.
How does that support come about?
That support comes about in a range of ways. We actively support public relations activities so that people can understand and participate. We also honour reserve service by commemorating and supporting when the need arises. We also provide information and political input into a range of opportunities to develop the way reserve service is conducted around Australia. For example, looking at pay and conditions of service, looking at the ability to participate in the home loan scheme, which is available to all members of the full-time force, but sometimes there are issues related to members of the reserves being able to access those sort of benefits.
Why would that be so?
Well, because I'm very new to the DRA, I can't really answer that, but I'm sure that one of our more senior members would be able to talk about that.
You mentioned advocacy.
Yes.
Do you have advocates who carry out that service?
Yes.
Or are they appointed from outside of the DRA?
The DRA has within it people who have served, who understand the unique nature of reserve service and who are in a position to write discussion papers or conference papers. We also have issued twice a year a peer-reviewed journal called The Australian Reservist. It provides an opportunity for people to be heard at a significant level for academia, for example, and people will write articles that are then presented in a variety of circumstances, academically, politically, socially, and within community.
Goodness, it sounds like such a huge role to carry out.
That's right.
And we're talking about the three services, aren't we? The Army, Navy and Air Force.
Yes, it is tri-service, and we have members from all manner of the services. At the last conference, which I attended in August in Brisbane last year, there were around 200 people at the conference. It was attended by all of the presidents from the various states, and I was invited to present a paper to our group about promotion and communication in a variety of ways so that we can encourage more people to join the DRA, whether you've worn the uniform or not.
And where would people get information to join the DRA from?
You can get information by going online to www.dra.org.au.
We'll also put it on the podcast for any listener that would like that information.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there's something I'd like to say about reservists that a lot of people don't recognise, and I'd like to be able to say it, and that is that reserves are amazing in that they're trained, they're loyal, they're decisive, they're capable, and they're fit. And why wouldn't you want them on your team? And why wouldn't we want to be on their team?
Well, there you go. Why wouldn't you? Dr. Pamela Schultz, thank you very much for coming on Service Voices today and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.